Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app, my name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Got a jam-packed show for you. It is Reaction Monday. I hope to hear from the following folks today. Let's see here. I hope to hear from the Kentucky folks who were telling me last week that Kentucky had a chance. I hope to hear from the Florida folks that were telling me, hey, we're going to roll over LSU. And, hey, we're going to just get set up for that week at, 2 weeks from this past Saturday when the battle for the SEC East Division. Yeah, that. I hope that comes about. Hope we have some of that. I hope we have some LSU folks that call today because you basically went into that matchup with the Florida Gators and you won with a coach that, you can make an argument that maybe the team doesn't respect anymore. Just saying. There's definitely a piece of that. Anyway, I also hope to hear from South Carolina fans today. You are starting an old man at quarterback. I say old man, I mean he's 25? I don't know how old he is. But Zeb Nolan is going to be the starter for South Carolina. And I hope that we get some calls from you about that. I also hope that Gamecock fans are on the Zakondre White watch. Like, where the hell is Zakondre White? He was there against Vanderbilt. You probably don't win that game without him. Yeah, we'll get into that. I hope to hear from Clemson fans today because, yes, you played on Friday night. But the reality is that man, what a gong show that Clemson offense still is. You had a week to work on it. Not so good. Not so good at all. Georgia fans, you should be calling today and telling me it's a cakewalk to the national title. Yes, Alabama's a step behind us, and you got to exercise that demon. But hell, if Jimbo Fisher did it, why can't Kirby Smart? That's what Georgia fans should be telling me today. I open the phones to you at 803-978-1832 to Neil online. She is already jumping off the top rope. Vandy got beat by a clipboard QB. Yeah. I don't know why she wants to knock the smart kids. These are the kids that are going to be running everything, man. Let's not poke fun at the smart SAT kids. They're going to be the ones that are making sure that our country keeps moving. There's that. 803-978-1832. I hope that Tennessee fans call today. And I hope that Tennessee fans will get into the mix today simply because what happened on Saturday night just wasn't very good. I mean, look, it's really bad. I mean, the Ole Miss folks, this is their call on it.
It's up!
Wow, this is crazy. They're still throwing stuff on the field from the end zone all the way around.
The band is ducking down in the student section. I mean, just an embarrassment.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
The league likes to hand out penalties for people running on the field to storm after a game. How about hand out a penalty for about $250,000 for throwing all this crap on the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. The folks from, that's from the folks from Ole Miss. The Tennessee radio crew, they kind of had it right.
This is foolish.
It's not the way you want to make the news.
No.
Yeah. Well, in the end, none of that really mattered. I know that sounds kind of silly, but none of that really mattered because Ole Miss, they got the job done.
And Milton's going to step up in the pocket, trying to run to his left, looking in the end zone. He's going to try to run. He goes out of bounds at the 7, and the Rebels win. Final score, Ole Miss 31, Tennessee 26. He had to throw the ball. Here comes more bottles and stuff being thrown onto the field, but Ole Miss wins the game.
Yeah. Well, and Lane Kiffin, by the way, Lane Kiffin, we could talk about how good of a coach he is, but in the end, it comes down to this. He has a little bit of a old school WWE, WCW, whatever in him. He sounded like Jim Cornette. Folks know who Jim Cornette is. He used to manage the Midnight Express, the guy that would basically run his mouth and say things like this to another manager in the ring who's supposed to be wrestling him later on. This is what Jim Cornette said.
Look at him. Oh, big mouth, huh? Big mouth. Let me tell you something. You've been on more street corners than the Dallas Times Herald. Look at that outfit you got on.
Yeah, he really is the kind of guy who will say anything. Here's some of Lane Kiffin's comments after the game. Now, bear in mind, this is after he left the field. He's catching water bottles that are being thrown at him, and he's throwing his visor into the stands for Tennessee fans to fight over. A little bit of an interview there with Lane Kiffin after the debacle up in Knoxville.
Can you just take me through any conversations you were having towards the end of the game about how it was going to finish, if it was finished, anything of that nature?
Well, I mean, they were just throwing stuff, and I just said, put your helmets on, let's play. And, you know, it is what it is. They're passionate fans, and there are 100,000 people that came to see a show.
Yeah, they came to see a show, and they got it. Tennessee fans are upset. And by the way, I've got some of the responses for the Tennessee fans. These are all at the SEC from yesterday. And the SEC put out a statement from the commissioner saying, look, this isn't going to happen anymore. And we have to make sure that this doesn't happen. I mean, they were throwing golf balls at Lane Kiffin. And he's such a heel manager type guy. He's showing it to the referees and the officials. See this golf ball? Look at this. They're throwing this at me. Now, bear in mind, I don't agree with there may have been calls in that game that didn't go the way that they should have as far as with Tennessee. And I understand that. But if you're throwing golf balls at people, I hope they find whoever did that and they, you know, charge them accordingly. But I've had people tell me, Rob, it's not all Tennessee fans. I get that. And I've had Tennessee folks say, hey, man, what happened there the other night? Not good. But if you go to the land of Twitter, the first thing that you see after the SEC statement from the commissioner that they released on the SEC Twitter account, please explain how this ref had the authority to spot the ball. And they're talking about some of the refs that are on the field. Now do the officiating and let us know the punishment you hand down to the officiating crew. Stop it, Tennessee. Let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Who is first on Reaction Monday? What's up?
Rob, it's Beg and Megan. I know you're touching on what happened.
Well, no, are you calling to defend the Tennessee fans? This will be rich.
Why must you assume the worst about me, sir?
I thought you were trying to extend an olive branch to Tennessee.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. Yes, I am going to defend the Tennessee fan. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. I will say this. The game that took place in Baton Rouge, had that taken place in Gainesville with the same result, they would have been throwing golf balls and mustard bottles at Dan Mullen. And that's his own fans. That's not the opposing fans.
Yeah, we're going to get into Dan Mullen in a little bit. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be off base here.
No,
a little
that's
bit,
fine. Go ahead, man.
Look, what I'm about to say now, I want people to understand. I don't say this out of hate. I say this out of love. Mr. Hollywood, I appreciate him, the back and forth banter, and he sounds like a great guy. I care about him. Mr. Hollywood, put the phone up to your ear to, you know, see that you can hear this clearly in your 94-year-old ears. Don't go to that game 2 weeks from now. Stay home.
Respectfully, look, sir, he offered you some shots of whiskey and everything at the tailgate. You're not going to take him up on
that?
Yeah,
but look, Jacksonville's got some great outdoor opportunities around that. Look, they got a beautiful river that runs backwards, but we'll get past that. Mr. Hollywood, get a cane pole, go down to the Sands Bridge, catch some mullet, get a cast net, go shrimping with your grandkids. Don't watch that murder. Don't watch the death of the Florida program and Dan Mullen. Don't do that. If you want to watch a murder in Jacksonville, just go to any street on Saturday. Go to Moncrief and watch a murder. You don't go out of your way to watch this thing happen 2 weeks from today. That program is a dead program, and Georgia is going to – it's beyond embarrassing. Look, we just beat a basketball school with our second-string offense. That's nothing to brag about. And we're not real happy about our performance. So we're going to take it out on the orange and blue clowns from Clownsville, Florida.
I'm putting you down for a win for next week, right? You're on record with that, right?
We might hit triple digits. We might break the clock.
with your the first Heisman Trophy winner under 5'4"?
Yes. Yeah. Is he under? He's that 5'4" mark. He may be slightly over, slightly under. I'm not sure.
Is he taller than Doug Flutie? I think Doug Flutie's 5'5". I don't know.
I don't know, but his release is a little bit quicker, and he's got a little bit better arm.
Yeah.
But they are comparable. I will say that.
Fair enough. Hey, I look forward to chatting with you, man, and good stuff there, and we'll talk with you later on.
43-18, Rob.
Have a great day, sir. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to call.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you'd like to join us here on The Rundown this afternoon on Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app, you know, I think I've said this, and some folks have gotten kind of irritated with me because I've said, hey, I don't like Kirby Smart as a coach. I really don't. But the reality is he's got a hell of a football team down there, and as long as he doesn't screw it up, they should be winning the national title. You can call and tell me who you think has an opportunity to unseat them. There are two things that can unseat Georgia right now. That's if Nick Saban gets the fire under him and goes through hell and everything else to knock them off. I think his team has a good chance to possibly do it. And the other is Kirby Smart himself. But as far as the team that's there, I don't think anybody's beating Georgia. Really don't. Look at the rest of their schedule. Not so much. Not so much, man. 803-978-1832. Kentucky, come down to earth. It's so cool because my Twitter feed right now, I don't have any Kentucky fans running their mouth at me. I don't have any Tennessee fans running their mouth at me. I don't have any of that. It's kind of Kentucky fans might be just getting ready for hoop season. They should have a heck of a basketball team. We'll see. Tennessee fans, I don't know what they're getting up for. Their next couple of games, oof. Tennessee they could lose at least their next two. They've got Alabama this week. They faced 101 plays against that Ole Miss offense the other night. The defense did. Yeah, now they got to go to Alabama. Uh-oh. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. I'll take calls from Tennessee fans. If you want to complain about the officiating, I'm okay with that. If you're going to defend the idiots throwing things from the stands, I'm going to hang up on you. Seriously. You can't have what happened there happen. And by the way, the SEC has taken some action. Let me make sure that I've got it here. I've got the in my it's down here in my notes. One of the last things I printed. So hold on, please. The conference has fined Tennessee $250,000 for the incident over the weekend, and they'll be required to use all available resources to identify the individuals who are throwing debris on the field. Those people will be banned from attending Tennessee sporting events for the rest of the 2021-2022 calendar year. That is the statement from the SEC. The university will also be required to review its policies on game management and alcohol availability. Yeah. Okay. How does that work? You've got people that are drinking in the stands at Tennessee. And by the way, I use Tennessee because they're the ones that we have like HD footage of them doing it. This happens everywhere. I've been to stadiums across the Southeast and people throw water bottles. Was it at the volume that they did at Tennessee? No. But I've seen bottles get thrown everywhere. So stop, don't ride around thinking, oh well, you know, I'm glad my team doesn't do this. Your team probably does. Your team probably does. And I'm not saying that it's all Tennessee fans, although I have a list of them. I counted like 100 comments on the SEC's Twitter message about the game, and all of them were about the officiating. Well, people wouldn't have gotten upset if the officiating were better. That has nothing to do with the fact that you're throwing golf balls at Lane Kiffin. Absolutely nothing to do with you throwing golf balls at Lane Kiffin. Not that I'm defending Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin can defend himself. But what if it wasn't Lane Kiffin? What if it was someone else? What if you're a drunk idiot and you throw a golf ball and I'm there with my child and because you're drunk, your aim is off and you smack my kid in the head with it? Well, then we're going to have another problem because I'm going to pick you up and throw you on the field. These are the things that idiots don't think about. And you're an idiot if you're throwing things on the field, period. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call. It's Reaction Monday here on The Rundown. I don't expect to hear from Florida fans. Man, how did that happen to you? How did you go and lose to a coach that was getting basically canned the next day? It's like the movie Friday from back when I was a kid. How are you getting fired on your day off?
Scott to the phones. One more time before we go to break.
Oh. Well, they'll call back. 803-978-1832. We're going to go to break in a moment. South Carolina fans, you're welcome to call the program too. Zeb Nolan's your quarterback going into Texas A&M. Does that make a difference? Just saying. Blake says, imagine a vape pen to the eye in the middle of COVID. Yeah. I don't want to get into all of that. Don't throw things. That's what we learned from this weekend. Lack of home training. Yeah, good stuff there. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more for you here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Out to the phones we go. Biscuit, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? You know, I was going to start in on Florida to begin with, but Tennessee came in late on Saturday night and basically shoved them out of the way and said, here, let me take the bullet for you. So sure. I'll start with them.
All right, have at it.
The amazing thing about the Tennessee program is the legendary status that their fans think they have. I mean, I was talking to some this week, and they keep claiming that they have 6 national titles, which is completely false. 3 of them are fake, by the way. They talk about General Nealon like somehow like in a comparison. You picture Paul Bunyan, right?
Fair.
So as the legend goes, if you'll let me, General Nealon marched into Knoxville. He had to take a piss, so he took a piss, and that was that's the river that runs around Nealon Stadium.
Now.
Then he had to take a dump, so he built Nealon Stadium itself to put his to press his butt cheeks in, take a dump.
Okay.
I mean, this
you can't use curse words on the air, man. Sorry about that. Nothing personal, Biscuit, but you can't use curse words on the air. That'll get us all in trouble. We get where he was going. Tennessee's not very liked right now. Yes, yes, yes. But you can't use curse words on the air. Sorry about that. All right, Biscuit. I get it. Tennessee's not looked upon very well right now. After the stuff that happened. Yeah. I can agree. It's not what you want. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. If you want to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. You're welcome to call the program, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Andre says, Tennessee graduated from McDonald's bags to actual trash. Yeah, we can go with that. 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. By the way, let's talk a little bit about Coach Ed Orgeron really quick here. Orgeron, of course, is leaving the LSU. And, you know, he's not sad about leaving the program. I mean he basically said, hey, you know, his time there was fruitful, I guess is the term.
I'm always going to appreciate my time here. I have no regrets. Not one day. I was not going to have a bad day. I'm not going to blink. I'll tell you guys that. You know, the circumstances that we haven't won enough games in the last 2 years, I totally get it.
Yeah, and by the way, he kind of expected it.
But I knew we had to sustain that momentum, and we had to sustain that standard. And I know that the last 2 years hasn't been the standard of LSU, so when he came and talked to me after the Kentucky game, I knew that it was time.
So he basically said, hey, after the Kentucky game, that's the way it is. The reality is that he kind of knew what was coming. And you know what? For folks that are upset about Ed Orgeron getting, leaving the program after he goes 9-8, won a national title. What is he, 49-14 or some ridiculous number like that against while he's at LSU? Ross Dellinger reports, and by the way, there is so much stuff that is coming out of LSU about things that are happening down there. I'll give you that. Be careful with what you read. Okay? Let's make sure that we put that out there. But Ed Orgeron is going to get his full $16 million payout. And Ross Dellinger put it this way. This is the way the payments are going to go. He'll get $5.6 million for a Christmas gift in January. Then in January of 2022, he gets $667,000. $1 million in June of 2022. $750,000 in July of 2022. $1 million in December of 22. And it keeps on going. Up until December of 2025, LSU is going to be paying this man to not coach there. Let's see how that works out. You know, they got to figure out who the next coach is going to be. And by the way, if I'm the athletic director, and he's a new guy down there on the scene, you know, probably in his heart wanted another coach. But the reality is this. They're going to be paying this guy a good bit, which makes you think there may be something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Something that...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Is basically, look, we have a program that's not at a point where it needs to be completely rebuilt. It just needs a good coach to kind of right the ship. That's where LSU is. They're still, next season, if they get a good coach, they can compete and be in the top half of the SEC with just the new coach. Andre Online says that Scott Woodward, the AD, is originally from LSU. He knows LSU very well. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But he's made a move that says, all right, I thought that if we kept Orgeron here, it was going to continue to cause us problems where we could eventually end up sort of like where Arkansas was after they got rid of Chad Morris, which, by the way, if you don't think that things can change in a matter of seconds in college football, in 2014, Florida State won the national title, and they went full gong show, and look where they are now. They're not even in the top third of the ACC right now. From national champion to outhouse. Maybe Woodward looked at this and said, you know what? I've got to get behind this now. Otherwise, we could be down there where Mizzou's at. 2013. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon helping me out online. Either way, it wasn't that long ago. Either way, it wasn't that long ago. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. The reality is that he probably knew something and decided to make a change. Now, he's got to figure out who he's going to go and get. And there's a long list of people that folks are looking at. Long, long list. I mean, we can talk about Billy Napier, who's down there at Louisiana, who seems like the safe choice. You don't have to go far. Just saying. There's other names that are in the list, and we'll get to those. The reality is that I could put out all these names right now, but LSU can go and get whoever they want. Let's take a quick call. Welcome to the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rob Sanders.
Good afternoon. What's up, brother?
What's happening, my man? So, I told you I would call today.
Well, have at it, man. What you got for the show?
I would talk to you about LSU.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about LSU's direction. So, obviously, like you've been saying for the last few minutes, Woodward is trying to avoid a perilous direction for the program. Right now, he's got talent.
Yeah, he's trying to not be Mizzou or Arkansas or insert bottom-feeding program here.
Right, and haters can say, oh, well, who can you get at LSU that would be better than Coach O? Well, there's tons of people that you can get that could do a better job of managing the program than Coach O. Mel Tucker is a guy that everybody keeps talking about, how he went to Colorado and what he's doing at Michigan State this year. We could talk about Jimbo. Jimbo and Scott Woodward, the reason why Woodward was able to get Jimbo at A&M was because they started out at LSU together. They were there at the same time under Saban. So that's going to be a name that everybody talks about. That's going to be something that Jimbo gets asked about every week. If you want to talk about Kirk Franklin over at Penn State, he's coached in the SEC, and he's doing a pretty fantastic job up at Penn State. The bottom line is, for LSU, as far as finding a viable candidate, is it's a program where you can win if you're competent. Ed O has kind of proven to be incompetent. Yeah, he had the great year, but he also had a couple of extraordinary pieces, one on his coaching staff and one on the field. So he was able to ride that. Without that, and a lot of people might not talk about this, but he also had a counterpart on the defensive side of the football, Dave Aranda, who is the polar opposite of Ed O, that was probably able to help Ed O rein that program in together. And I said when Dave Aranda left for Baylor that right, that was a bigger loss than anybody could imagine because of how cerebral that guy is.
Well, in the clubhouse now, if you got to wave the magic wand and you could pick, who would you like to see running that LSU program?
P.J. Fleck.
Nobody's talking about P.J. Fleck. But you know what? That makes a heck of a lot of sense. And if you look at several of the different message boards that are running around and the different people that are putting out stuff about who's going to be there, which, by the way, is going on the bookcase of accountability to my right, no one's mentioning P.J. Fleck. You think that he
Nobody.
Wouldn't want to leave Minnesota and go down there where money is not a problem and football is the absolute number one focus? I think he'd jump at that in a nanosecond.
And, I mean, just look at what he's done in Minnesota. And the way he runs that program and the type of person he is, people will try to tackle someone through a brick wall for that guy.
Yep.
And that's the kind of person you want in front of your program. I think P.J. Fleck is a fantastic choice. I don't really know much about Mel Tucker. Apparently, he's doing a great job. If it wasn't P.J. Fleck, let's say P.J. Fleck's not interested,
right,
then I would look at somebody. Scott Woodward's going to go for a home run hire. I get that. But
right.
Billy Napier, by all accounts, for the people that know him well, and I don't really know Billy Napier all that well. He's at a G5 program. I get that. But everybody says that he is Nick Saban, but coaches offense.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I've got to go to a break, but, hey, man, I appreciate you calling the program.
All right, brother.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you later. More of the Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Out to the phones we go. Welcome to the program.
Good. Good afternoon. To Reagan Megan. He know a lot about Moncrief. You sure he ain't hanging up on Moncrief on that street corner?
I don't know about Begging Megan's street corner habits. I have no clue upon that. I just know that he said that he mentioned Moncrief in his phone call. I don't hang out in Jacksonville. It's not really my area.
I know, and that's a real bad part of town in Jacksonville.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the bottom line is we'll see what he got down in Jacksonville in 2 weeks. If he think they're going to be able to go out there and just run rush shot over the Florida game, he is stupid.
Well, hold on. Why would he not think that after a part-time coach just did that at LSU? 49 points he put up on you guys. And you're telling me that the number one defense in the country can't sit there and say, we're going to slap this guy around a little bit.
Hey, Dan Mullen finally need to wake up and take Emory Jones out of the game because he's playing for the other team. Every week he throw a pick six.
All right, well, that's fair too, but you put up 42 points. So maybe Dan Mullen, I think he's overrated, but the reality is you still put up 42.
I will say the running game was hot this week. They scratched that defense. Ran it right down their throat. I will say that.
Well, pretty much everybody's done that to LSU, but go ahead.
I'm talking about ran it down Florida throat. 284 yards rushing? They ran it down their throat. We got to fix that. But we'll be ready for the Georgia Bulldogs in 2 weeks. You can believe that.
Well, hopefully you won't lose by 30. Maybe you'll just lose by 15.
We're not going to lose at all. At all. And we're going to show that Stetson Bennett, we got this number anyway. So, we did to him last year. Same thing going to happen this year. Same thing.
Well, except last year you had Kyle Pitts and Kyle Trask and, Demaryius Toney and those guys.
All our defense players will be back for the Georgia game. Trust me. And we're still them Bulldogs who runs Jacksonville.
All right. Well, stay safe down there, all right?
I will.
All right. Well, at least Hollywood called the program today. I don't know if I would have called when part-time coach beat my team. Think about this. Ed Orgeron got his team up enough knowing that he's going to be fired in, 6 weeks? I mean, I guess he's got almost $6 million waiting for him, but he doesn't have a job in 6 weeks. But he managed to get a group of, 21 years old and younger gentlemen to go out there and rally the troops and beat him. If I'm down at Florida when Dan Mullen comes back and steps foot down, back down there and at Florida, I'm going to ask him, how the hell does this happen? You realize that guy was able to motivate his team and he's not going to be there. And still got them up to beat you, and you were still playing for something. Just a thought. Florida's got problems right now. Hollywood is confident. We'll give him that. Confident. He thinks that they're going to go out there and do the same thing that they did before, even though they didn't have, Kyle Trask, Kyle Pitts, all those guys. Yeah. Now, granted, both teams have had games where, as far as Florida and Georgia goes, where the underdog actually went in and won those games. That's happened. I just don't think it's going to happen this year. I know I'm not extending my neck out very far there. But the reality is that Georgia defense, I'm saying it in October, and I'll be saying it in January, barring injury, because injuries can happen. I know people get sick of me saying that. But if they lose four or five starters on that defense, it's going to change things. But if the core of that defense stays the same, I don't think a lot of people are going to be doing much against that defense. I really don't. 803-978-1832. Vandy Dandy Online says, South Carolina cheated. Release the video. Calm down, Vandy Dandy. You're hilarious over there, buddy. Vanderbilt folks enjoying the program today. We appreciate that. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Tennille says, Mullen's seat is on fire. Yeah, good thing they got a bye week, because we'd have that press conference tomorrow. He may have time to settle down a little bit and get some nice pre-canned answers for when he has to face the media folks. I say the media folks, the people that, you know, as my friends from the Mazzodcast call, the press box super friends, the people that don't want to challenge anybody. Yeah, he's got plenty of those. If he did have someone down there that was going to ask him a tough question, though, he probably wouldn't deal with it very well this week. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call. Jay says promote Grantham. Eric says 1980 was forever ago. Poor Georgia fans. They got to catch some serious grief. We'll wrap up today's edition of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. And I have to be fair to folks today. Who was it? Cody online. Make sure I give Cody credit here. Yeah, Cody says it was 0.5% of the fans that were throwing stuff at the Tennessee game, not the 101,000 others, and I get that. Now, there is a section of folks that are just completely blaming it all on those fans, and it's not all the fans. We goof on Tennessee on the program just like we goof on everybody here. Someone was telling me the other day, Rob, you goof on every team. Yeah, I do. I mocked Georgia in 1980, South Carolina for the troubles that they've had, Clemson because their quarterback, current quarterback, is throwing balls and hitting cheerleaders on the sideline. We rip everybody here, okay? Maybe the show's too negative. We'll try to be happy. We'll try to do that. But the reality is it wasn't all of the Tennessee fans. And there is that section of the national folks that are just blistering Tennessee. The fans that did it, yes, I think they should be, they've got cameras running around there. Get all of them out there and tell them, hey, you can't come back for X amount of time. The SEC says they can't come back for the whole calendar year. Yeah, I get that. I think it should be a little steeper than that, though. I think if you had season tickets, you know, those people that pay every year and they move themselves up, yeah, they lose those tickets. Have a nice day. We're going to put people that actually didn't throw things onto the field closer to the actual field. That's what we're going to do. In addition to that, these Tennessee fans that are online, if you're on Twitter and you put out there the tweets like, okay, LOL, so we're going to make a rule about teams faking injuries. Lane Kiffin has done it the past three games. It's called cheating. Teams are given three timeouts for a reason. That's why the game took 4 hours. And I'm going to mention this guy's name because games. It's called cheating. Teams are given three timeouts for a reason. That's why the game took 4 hours. And I'm going to mention this guy's name because he put it out there on Twitter, at Colton's1990 on Twitter. If you are silly enough to put that out there, and the first thing out of your mouth isn't, hey, idiots, don't throw things onto the field, then you're part of the problem. You're basically saying, if things don't go your way with the officials, that you can just throw things, and it'll bring a spotlight to them. You're not going to hold me down and make me say that the SEC doesn't have an officiating problem. They do. But it's not just the SEC. It's everywhere. There are officiating problems everywhere. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of how to fix it. Maybe there could be more training. Maybe you can set it up where I've seen where some of these guys, like during the week they may do something else. Maybe just make them full-time officials and pay them for that. In the offseason, all they do is set up and do mock games and everything else. That's why it's beaded into their head, hey, this is how you have to deal with things. I don't know. I don't know if that's the way to go or not. But when you have a product that brings in probably $1 billion, I would say, across college football, with the TV contract that you've got, you have what, 8 games every Saturday? You can have 8 different sets of officials. That's what, 32 officials? And then have an extra set on standby? However many officials you've got, what is it, 5, 6 guys that are out there? Let's just say you need 60 officials. Pony up and pay for it there, SEC. You can do that and fix that. But the reality comes back to this. The idiots that were throwing stuff, Nope. Nope. You are part of the problem. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call. If you'd like to join us here on The Rundown, we have booked a guest for you this week. Make sure that I give you the proper information. Robert Behrens from, he covers the Texas A&M team. So we're going to talk with him about the Aggies on Wednesday. Andre with another good point. If it was another team, those Tennessee fans would be crucifying them. You're right, sir. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Now, that's something else we can get into as well. Faking injuries, that definitely happens to slow down the tempo. And I'm going to read Begging Megan's line here. He said he has to admit it. He hasn't seen throws that accurate in Neyland Stadium since Peyton Manning. Oof. That's tough. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. The faking injuries thing, I don't know how you can get around that. If a guy's cramping up, maybe you can make it where if he cramps up, he can't play for 4 plays. Maybe that's just an idea. If you cramp up, you're out for 4 plays. Just a thought. Put him out for 4 straight plays. Edwin with another line. Keep him out for the remainder of the series if they go down with injury. Yeah, you can do that. Or either the series or 4 plays, one or the other. That works. But it's really complicated to walk up to a young man that has been running up and down the field all day and saying, oh, man, he's saying he's cramping on his leg. He cramps. Uh-oh. I mean, you have to have player safety in mind as well. But in the end, if coaches are coaching them up to do that, that's not good. They're gaining a competitive advantage is what they're doing. That's what they'll tell you. But in reality, it's not good. Another great comment from Edwin, who's showing up late today. Normally, he brings a very valid response to the program. I mean, he is in his 90s, but he does know football. Add an official on both sidelines to monitor. Yes. Very good, sir. Very good. Anyway, we'll have someone from that covers Texas A&M joining us on the program, working on getting somebody from Pitt, which, by the way, this is going to upset some folks, but this offense that Pitt has this weekend will probably be the best offense that Clemson faces all year. I know Georgia fans are going to look at me like I'm silly. I'm talking about with quarterback all the way down the line, this will probably be the toughest offensive test Clemson will have all season. And by the way, the line for that game, it opened up with Clemson -3. Now I think the Tigers are a 4.5-point underdog. It's going to be a tough road up there at Heinz Field for Clemson. We'll have comments tomorrow from Coach Dabo Swinney and Coach Shane Beamer as they get set to head down to Texas A&M. With the Gamecocks, I look at them and I think, man, they almost lost to Vanderbilt. But you watch Mizzou, there's a chance they can win that game. Mizzou's not really good. After that, though, it's going to be tough sledding. I think the Gamecocks will be double-digit underdogs in the rest of the games this season. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That's the number to call if you want to join us here on the Rundown. Actually, I'm about out of time. Man, podcast for the show will be up at about 5 o'clock today. If you miss it, that's all right. You can go check it out on the podcast. It really is sort of like like DVR on the radio. You can listen whenever you want right there on the podcast. And had really, really good numbers for this football season. So thank you guys for that. And, of course, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk is next. He is the czar of Clemson Sports. Be sure to follow his program.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
As he gets you squared away. Lawton's always got a good show for you. More of the Rundown tomorrow. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.